A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Everything Iconic with me, Danny Pellegrino. I'm here with one of the stars of The Real Housewives of New York, Countess Luann.
Hi, darling. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. It's like a gorgeous day in New York. Beautiful.
Yeah. So everyone wants to know, what have you been up to since the show wrapped the last season?
Well, what have I been up to? Well, you know, cabaret and fauxé. Working on my brand and also, you know, this new show with Sonia. So, you know, I had Ultimate Girls Trip. So if you're talking about since the last, filming of Real Housewives, it's been a while. So, you know, in the interim, I got a lot done in terms of going on that fabulous trip to Turks and Caicos with all the ladies and then being cast in a new show with Sonia.
Wait, so tell me about the Sonia show. Do we know when that's premiering? What can you spoil about it?
Well, listen, I think it's going to be in the spring. It was announced at BravoCon, so not spilling any big tea, but I'm super excited about that because it is a comedy and totally different from The Housewives. And so I'm really looking forward to fans seeing me in a different light. You know, I get to do my comedy and my cabaret shows, so that's what I love so much about cabaret is I get to be the real me, the real Lou on stage. And I think people are going to see that in the new show with Sonia. So I'm excited about that.
So is it like a Simple Life vibe? Is it like you and Paris and Nikki kind of thing?
Well, they're comparing it to the Simple Life, but it's really much, much more than the Simple Life. So it's a major leap from the Simple Life.
Okay, so we know Real Housewives of New York Legacy is coming. That's also been announced at BravoCon. And have you gotten your contract yet? I'm assuming that you'll be back for sure. And I know you probably can't say for sure, but can you?
Well, you know, we'll see. I don't know, you know, if they're doing, you know, the OG cast. And what are they calling it? Housewives, Real Housewives?
Legacy?
Legacy. Thank you. That, you know, they're probably going to need the OGs. So I imagine I'll be getting a contract soon. And you know, I always cross that bridge when I get to it. Depends how good the offer is.
There you go. Do we know anything about the Legacy show? Like, will it be a normal full length season of a Housewives or will it be a condensed season like an Ultimate Girls Trip? Do you know any of that information?
Well, I know. No, I think it will be a full, you know, season of Housewives like it always is. You know, Ultimate Girls Trip is just a week vacation. So it's definitely coming back in a much bigger way, I think.
So it'll be a more traditional, like 3 month filming process.
Well, probably. You know, I guess I'm guessing.
Yeah. We're all guessing here.
We have that information, but we're guessing.
Right. And how about producers? Do we know if it's the same Roni producers that will be doing the Legacy series?
I imagine it would be.
Okay. And what about casting? Obviously, you don't know who's going to be cast exactly, although maybe you do have some idea. Is there any wild cards that you would like thrown in there? My guess is it would be you, Sonia, Dorinda, maybe a Kelly Bensimone, a Jill, throwing maybe a Tinsley in there. That'd be my guess for this series, just as a housewife expert.
But, well, as you are such an expert, I would say you're very good at guessing.
Okay, good.
Forgot about.
Do you think Ramona will be back? See, I don't think she will be because there's been so much back and forth. And Ramona was on Carlos King's podcast and she sort of threw Legacy under the bus.
I know. Which is, I find very surprising because I know that she would want to do the show. So I don't know why she would kind of put a nail in her coffin.
Yeah. See, to me, that was her sort of planting the seeds of like, if they don't ask me, then I can just say, I don't want to do it.
That's right. You know, and that's a strategy that I think is not a good one for her.
Right.
Yeah.
What about Tinsley? Has Tinsley ever actually lived in New York, or has this always just been like her renting a apartment there for filming?
Well, you know, listen, Tinsley at one point lived in New York, and, you know, she was seeing, you know, the famed Scott, et cetera. And I think she was splitting her time between New York and Palm Beach. So, you know, we'll see about Tinsley. I don't know where she is right now. I haven't spoken to her recently, but, you know, I'd like to see Tinsley come back.
I would too. I miss Tins.
Yeah.
In terms of the Dorinda and Jill of it all, of course, we're playing, I guess, clairvoyance now, but if Jill and Dorinda were both on this legacy, do you think the two of them could come together? Because they seem to be always butting heads at BravoCon on their Ultimate Girls Trip. Do you think they could find some common ground, or will they always just be fighting?
You know, I think they can. I think they have daughters, you know, they've been, you know, married, they've lost husbands. I mean, I think there's a lot of commonality between the two of them in terms of what's been going on in their lives. So maybe we'll get to see that if indeed they do come back.
Yeah. What about the Bethany of it all?
Odd. So that'll be interesting to watch.
Yeah. Do you think Bethany has said she won't do it? Would you like to see Bethany back, or would you be happy if she didn't return?
No, I don't think there's a world in where we need Bethany or actually want to see her on the show. So.
Wait, have you, Luanne, have you heard about this? Now, by the time this episode airs, I believe this will have been officially announced. But have you heard this thing about Bethany doing a Housewives podcast?
What do you mean?
I hear she's got a podcast already, but I hear she's regrouping and doing like a housewife. I don't know if it's going to be recap. As I've said, I've only heard sort of mumblings of this, and supposedly it's going to be announced in a couple days.
Oh,
but I find it so interesting. And I was curious if you had any thoughts on this, if this, I suppose, does come to fruition, because she seemingly said she's not interested in the housewives world. And so it's an interesting pivot.
Well, I think that, you know, she's trying to grab the fame of housewives to keep her storyline going. This sounds like a desperate search for a storyline for herself. And, you know, she's thrown housewives under the bus a million times. I remember at one point she wouldn't even say the word housewives. So, you know, a disgruntled housewife doing a housewives podcast, I don't think anybody wants to listen to.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's frustrating too, as a housewives fan, because we love the show so much, especially Roni. I think Roni fans, like, we love the show. We rewatch the show all the time. And so it does feel almost like, this sounds maybe crazy, but almost feels like a personal attack when you see one of the cast members sort of shitting on the show that we love so much. And so,
right. And as if she shits on the show, that means she's going to shit on us on her little podcast about the housewives. So, you know, it's pretty sad and pathetic that, you know, she has to resort to housewives because of all of her failed, you know, pivots since the housewives. You know, she's tried everything other than housewives and it doesn't seem to work. So, and now she's going back to housewives. So, you know, it's a pretty desperate scenario.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. So let me get back to this. I'm shook by this. This is a big pivot. How is your sobriety doing? How are you doing health-wise? How are you feeling?
I'm great. You know, I take it one day at a time. I'm not drinking. And so I feel so good and so much better. You know, there comes a point where, you know, it just doesn't agree with you. Yeah. And so I don't, you know, I try not to label myself and put myself in a box and be judged, because listen, it's, you know, it's a struggle, sobriety. And, you know, I take it one day at a time, but for the moment I'm sober and I'm very happy about that. And I'm feeling really great and happy and, you know, thrilled to be back on tour, coming up soon in December. And hopefully we'll have some news soon to the housewives. So that's fun. And I have a new show coming out. So, you know, life is good. I can't complain.
Let's and you look phenomenal. And I mean, the past few years, you just look better than ever. Are there any beauty tips you can share with people? Like, is there any skincare stuff or tricks that you've learned? Because I mean, the last season of Roni, and every time I see you at, whether it be on stage at BravoCon or wherever, you just look so refreshed and beautiful. What are the tips?
Danny, well, you know, I attribute a lot of that to not drinking. You know, I think that, you know, I lost 10 pounds as soon as I stopped drinking. And I think, you know, a lot of it is contributed to that. You know, when I look at pictures of myself now, I just see that my skin is not as good, and I'm, you know, and I'm bloated, and, you know, so I feel like taking off alcohol off of my dinner plate has really been a big thing for me. You know, and I'm a big, you know, yoga and, you know, meditation, and I listen to positive affirmations and mantras. I love all of this kind of spiritual journey that I've been on. And I think, you know, just taking care of yourself and, you know, taking care of number one, and that's, you know, and that's ourselves. And people tend to forget about that. You know, I have friends that have, you know, lots of kids, and they're busy, and they're running, and they're, you know, and at the end of the day, you know, they're not focusing on themselves, which you have to do, you know, in order to get it all done, in order to be the best, you know, the best of yourself. I think you really need to do a lot of self-care. So I've been doing a lot of self-care. That's why I'm doing a yoga retreat in Tulum in Mexico.
Yeah, wait. So tell me about this yoga retreat. So people can sign up. And is it a weekend thing, or what is this?
Yeah. A long weekend before the holidays. It's like nip it in the butt before you even get to Thanksgiving and Christmas. Literally nip it in the butt. I'm doing a bikini boot camp in Tulum, Mexico from the 18th to the 21st of December, where, you know, I'm going to be sharing with all of my friends and fans that come down to, you know, what I do to stay fit, starting with, you know, meditation and yoga, walks on the beach, and sweat lodges and clay, you know, where you cover your body in clay and then you jump in the ocean and send manifestations out to what you want. So it's a very, it's a yoga retreat, spiritual retreat, and just kind of like reeling it in before the holidays and learning how to eat healthier. And
this time of year is so hard. It's just like there's food everywhere, and it's always sweets. And I have a sweet tooth, so I feel like it's impossible for me to turn down all the pumpkin pies and peppermint barks and all that.
Yeah, well, it's just a matter of, and you don't have to turn them down. It's just a matter of, you know, eating them at the right time of the day also, you know. Right. Meal and then have a piece of pumpkin pie, because that's a killer, but yeah. You can have it later in the day. You know, there's all kinds of tricks I have in terms of, you know, how I eat. You know, I do intermittent fasting as well. And so it's kind of a combination of things that I do.
Yeah, learning all the tools from the Luann tools.
Yeah, and work out. Of course, you know, it's a beautiful beach. It's an amazing hotel, and it's super inexpensive. I got great deals for everybody to come down for 3 days. So,
well, and how fun for fans to get to be with you for the weekend and in a healthy atmosphere. And I always think that's the best part of your show, Luann, is like being surrounded by, I think I've seen you two or three times, your cabaret show. And to me, that's the fun of it, is just being surrounded by people who have like minds and are so excited to be there, and Housewives fans and Bravo junkies. It's really fun.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's the great thing with the cabaret. So I, you know, listen, I go to a yoga retreat normally, and my girlfriend owns the hotel, the Amansala in Tulum. And she said, listen, you're coming down in any case. Why don't you do a retreat for your, you know, your friends and your family? And I was like, that's a good idea. Why not? So I'm really looking forward to that. And, you know, listen, I got to wear some Giovanni dresses coming up soon for my cabaret show.
the December cabaret. And then I would guess filming for Legacy would start early next year. Have you heard from any of the new cast members that were announced at BravoCon? Do you know any of those new gals?
Oh, I haven't heard from any of them. And because I don't know any of them, so it's not unusual. I don't know them. So
yeah. How did you feel about the split? Do you think that's a good idea? I mean, you've been in the TV game for over a decade now. So, you know, I'm sure you have some opinions as to this idea of splitting the show. Did you feel like it was a good one, or?
Well, listen, at the time, you know, I thought, because of, you know, everything that went on, and there's just so many things in that paragraph alone. But I think it, with everything going on, I thought it was a good idea. But, you know, when I saw the cast being announced at BravoCon, I was like, oh, my God, Andy's cheating on us. Yeah. And then it was like, I don't know if I like this idea anymore because it actually came to fruition. So, you know, I feel like it's done. They're actually, I guess, filming now. And, you know, and you know, let's see what happens in terms of, you know, what resonates with the fans. I think that, you know, the network is trying a couple of different, you know, scenarios like they did with the Ultimate Girls Trip. You know, they didn't know the Ultimate Girls Trip would work. And it did. So let's see what works. And, you know, I have a feeling that, you know, our fans want to see us. So I wish those ladies luck because they're going to need it.
Yeah. We have to take a quick break here. We'll be back with much more from Countess Luann from The Real Houses in New York. And man, I miss The Real Houses in New York. Just talking to her, it makes me miss the Roni girls so much. As always, you can find me on social media at Danny Pellegrino on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. You can watch video of this interview over on the YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/Danny Pellegrino and the number one. I actually put the video up over there and I didn't intend to release this episode until next week, but then the video on the YouTube ended up getting picked up by all these news sources. So I decided to release the episode on the podcast feed early. As always, please hit subscribe or follow wherever you listen to the podcast to ensure you get all the new episodes when they are released. It also helps me out quite a bit. Another way to help me out quite a bit is if you get my book. It's called How Do I Unremember This? Wherever books are sold. It's currently $12.99 on Amazon, or you can get it from your local independent bookstore or the audiobook wherever you listen to audiobooks. Finally, I want to thank Acast, and we'll be right back. I noticed with The Real Houses of Orange County, it feels like the fan response to Tamara being back, and now there have been blogs that have picked up pictures of Vicky on the cast trip. And I feel like we've grown so much with all of you that we want to keep seeing you. And I was devastated when Dorinda left the show. And when some of these people have gone, left the show, I just feel like we've grown and I want to keep seeing you all. And that doesn't mean I don't want to meet new people, but I felt similarly with BravoCon where I was like, oh man, it feels too real now.
I know. It's like so weird. But no, listen, you know, they look fabulous and I wish them all the best. And, you know, let's see what happens. We're going to watch what happens.
We're going to watch what happens live and go to bravotv.com for more information. What about Babs? Do you ever hear from her at all? Barbara Kay? What happened there?
I went into her in the Hamptons at Bill Bouquet and I was pleasant to her because, you know, I do not hold grudges. I'm not that kind of girl. And so it was very pleasant and she was pleasant to me and that's it. You know, she, I don't know what she's up to. I haven't seen her since then. And it was very brief.
Yeah. I know you've talked about Alex and Simon and they're in Australia. Of course, they wouldn't likely be back for the legacy season, but is there any way we could just get you all on a cast trip there? What is, can we make that happen? Just to Australia.
What a great idea.
Yeah. Like we could just visit Australia and you can have a lunch or a dinner with Alex and Simon. And that way we get our fix of them. We can catch up with them. And then the rest of you can go have your cast trip in this beautiful Australian locale.
Yeah. Well, that would be amazing. I'm actually looking at dates in Australia right now for performance of my cabaret. So, you know, maybe there's a reason why we have to go to Australia and at the same time, see Alex and Simon.
Oh, I love that idea. Have you heard from Alex in all this time? Have you heard from Alex in all this time?
No.
Yeah.
I have not. I think she's busy, obviously, with her own life and changing up her life. And the kids must be how old now? I mean, teenagers.
Yeah, they're old. Yeah. It would just be nice to catch up with them. And also, have there been any places that you've wanted to go throughout the years on Roni that you've tried to get the producers to go for a cast trip? Or what's on your dream list?
You know, one of the things that I would love to do is go to Latin America and go to Argentina. So, you know, it's just not Mexico.
Yeah. What was the most memorable cast trip? Was it the boat ride from hell? Was that probably the most memorable to you?
You know, that's one of them. But for me, the top is when we went to Marrakesh.
Yeah. Was there any legal stuff? I remember that boat ride and we saw some of it. And I imagine the cast was not happy after that happened. Was there? What happened afterwards?
But there was some talk after that. And, you know, we did, you know, meet with various people to talk about our experience and what happened. And, you know, there was no blame to be made, but, you know, it was just almost a horrible accident because we could have all died on that boat if it had capsized. So, but there, you know, there was follow up and there was definitely attention paid to, you know, the future of trips on the show and et cetera. And I think, you know, something like that, you know, you just never know. I mean, that anchor came loose. You know, that was a total accident. So, you know, I don't think anybody was really to blame. It's just being more careful moving forward with Housewives trips.
Yeah. What a thrilling hour of television that was, though. I mean, I'd say it's one of the best hours of TV I've seen, that whole trip. Yeah,
right? It was crazy, you know, and it was real. I mean, it was really scary. So, you know, I know it made great television, but hopefully we can make great TV without almost getting killed.
Yeah. 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 Of course. Yeah. What, have you talked to Ebony now? Ebony on her podcast, she talked about her experience with her last season, and Ramona, as I mentioned, she was on Carlos King's podcast and talked about her experience. Right. And what was your take on all of that, that was playing out between the two of them in the press? Did you have any take on any of that?
You know, I try to stay away from other housewives' dramas. You know, I've got enough to focus on in my life without getting involved. But I feel like there was a lot of miscommunication and a lot of she said, and I feel like, you know, it's just, it was a difficult time. And I feel like it was difficult on both parts. And sometimes we say things that we don't mean, and sometimes, you know, there's things that are misconstrued. And so, you know, I just hope that, you know, at some point we can put this to bed and both ladies can move forward in a positive way.
Right. What's next for your music? Do we have new music coming?
So funny. I was just talking about that because I just went to see Desmond Childs, who wrote Viva La Diva. He was at the Carlisle and I think he's there all week. With Tom Hanks' wife,
Rita Wilson,
who's singing at the Carlisle. So that was great. I got to see Desmond again and hang out with some of the greatest songwriters who ever lived. And so, you know, it got me thinking about another song. And so maybe we'll see that on the new season.
Okay, but what about a duet with Rita Wilson? What if we made that happen?
Oh my God, can we make that happen? Let's do that. Yeah. Oh my God. She's a great songwriter, a great singer. I was really blown away. And, you know, I didn't even realize Tom Hanks was in the room. I didn't even see him. Apparently, you know, he was there. And, you know, I'm not that kind of girl, you know, I don't go in and going, oh, well, who's here? Who's it? You know, and, but he was there and apparently he was like looking on at her and just like, you know, loving every second of it and so proud. And I know that he is a fan of the show. I've heard that Tom Hanks likes the show.
What? Tom Hanks is watching Roni?
Yes.
That blows my mind.
Exactly. And so maybe, you know, if we put it in the universe, you know, Rita Wilson, I'm going to write that down. That's a good idea.
We get Tom Hanks for the video. We get Tom appearing.
Now, let me ask you this. Yeah. What would you like to hear from me? Because she's more of a bat, sings more ballads.
And I think she also does a little, is she a little more country kind of?
A little more country.
A little more country, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But she's an amazing songwriter. So I think you have a great idea there, Danny.
You know, I love, Money Can't Buy You Class is my favorite of yours, but I think Feelin' Giovanni is underrated. I mean, I don't know. I love your musical catalog. I didn't love the Christmas song.
And I
was the one, I was really leading the charge. And so I think you still have another Christmas song in you. I believe you still got another Jingle Bell or something.
Well, yeah, I think I have. I could do a Christmas album for sure. And that's been talked about before with some producer friends of mine. And the other thing is, I think you know, more dance.
Yeah, more dance, more dance. But also, I want that full length Christmas album.
Keep it fun, and you know, and I'll just have to make a more dancey Christmas song for you.
Yes, yes. I think that's the only problem I think I had with it is because I wanted it to be a little more upbeat. Not that I don't want to say it's the worst thing ever. I just, I think I wanted like a more clubby, maybe we could do a club remix of that song.
A remix of, yeah, the Christmas song. That's interesting.
Luann, I want to, since we're talking about Christmas, do you have a favorite? We're sort of in the holiday season. Now we're entering the Christmas season and you're doing the December cabaret, which everyone can go see. Which also the best time amongst friends, go celebrate the season with Luann. But do you have any favorite Christmas carols and then also any favorite Christmas memories from growing up?
Well, Christmas carols, I love, you know, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is like my personal favorite. And talk about talk about an upbeat Christmas song. I love that song. Yeah. You know, and
a favorite Christmas memory.
Christmas tree. Yeah. I love rocking around the Christmas tree. I love Rudolph. I love Frosty the Snowman. I mean, I love all the classics. And what was the other question, darling?
Any favorite Christmas memories from when you were growing up or things that come to mind?
No, I remember with the kids just hanging like their first ornaments, you know, when I was living in Switzerland and, you know, living in a chalet and you had the Swiss Alps and the mountains and, you know, the Victoria was a baby and Noelle, I was pregnant with Noelle and I got my first ornament for Victoria from her godmother and I put it on the tree. And it was just, you know, I just love decorating the Christmas tree, especially when you have small kids. And so that was one, that's one of my fondest memories. It's like my first decoration that I got for Victoria.
How are the kids doing? How are Victoria and Noelle?
They're great. Noelle is an amazing painter. He lives in Brooklyn and he just had, he had a show this summer in Montauk and he sold a lot of paintings. So I'm very proud of him. And you can check out his work on Noelle de Lesseps on Instagram. It's really cool. And Victoria is also an artist. So both my kids, and she's living in the Hamptons. She doesn't like the city. She's not a city chick. She likes the country. You know, she rides horses. She's an equestrian. She's an artist. She's, you know, a sculptor. And so she loves it out there. And, you know, she's gotten her own place now. She's moved out of Sag Harbor. And so I miss her, but she's not too far away.
Yeah. Yeah. Luann, one more Christmas question. Do you have a favorite Christmas movie? Is there one that you'll watch when it's on around the holiday season, like a Home Alone or a Love Actually or something?
You know, I love, I do love the classics and I'm like a kid when it comes to Christmas, you know, I was thinking about that movie yesterday. Was it a beautiful,
It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life. I was thinking Beautiful Mind. Yeah, It's a Wonderful Life. That's a beautiful classic. And, you know, and like I said, I like Rudolph, Frosty the Snowman. I love all those movies that just come on when it's holiday time, you know? And so, yeah, I love Christmas movies. I love the holidays. It's just a great time. And I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving. And then, you know, and then I'm back on the road.
And so how long will you go on the road for? Will it'll be throughout December and then?
Throughout December and into January and February. Added some dates for New York. That's new. They're not, tickets are not even on sale yet, but I'm doing a Valentine's Day show for New Yorkers at 54 Below, which is my home where I started doing cabaret in the very beginning. And so those dates I think are like the 16, 17, 18, just around, Valentine's Day. So yeah, I have shows, you know, I have like 14 shows on my calendar right now, December and this into a little January, February, and then I'll be working on this new show for Valentine's Day and then move that into the spring as well, because it'll be, you know, Valentine-y, but totally a new show.
And so then you'll be filming Real Housewives of New York Legacy, which the one thing I am pissed about, Luann, is that we have to wait so long for it because I need it now. I feel like I've been waiting so long for all of you to come back to my screen and I just miss you all. And I know we have the spinoff with Sonia coming, but I can't wait that long.
It's hysterical. It is so much fun.
All right, Luann, I'm going to let you go. You've been on the show before, so I've already asked you the questions that I ask all of my guests. But I suppose my last question is just, who is your childhood crush? Who was the first person you crushed on as a little kid? Do you remember?
Richard Gere.
Richard Gere, a classic. Still so handsome.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And he lived in Connecticut down by the shore.
Did you ever meet him?
When I started driving, I thought, you know, maybe I can get a flat tire in front of his house and, you know, by the beach, you know, that would be normal. I could be just driving and I got a flat tire. And of course I wound up at his door. Why not? Anyway, so yeah, it was Richard Gere. And I had a poster of him above my bed, the one of him with no shirt on and jeans. And he had his hands in his pocket like that. Yeah, that was my super, super crush.
Wait, did you ever date any famous people that we don't know about?
Well, I mean, he was already on Andy's show, but I used to date Keith Hernandez, you know, back in the day. And I didn't even know he was famous. This is when I was a model in New York. And so, yeah. And, you know, and then I had a little flirt. I wouldn't say I dated. I had a little flirt. And I told Andy about it because they're friends. It's Hugh Grant.
When was the Hugh Grant flirt?
Hugh Grant was in the Hamptons at Pierre's. I was out having dinner and ended up joining the table. And at the time I was drinking, so we were having tequila shots. My brother was there and he's like, I cannot believe you're kissing Hugh Grant right now. I said, neither can I, brother. Anyway, so yeah, we had a blast.
Was that 90s Hugh Grant or what?
No, that was when, it was 2000-ish. Like 2002, something like that.
So like 2 weeks notice, Hugh Grant. That was when he was in the one with Sandra Bullock.
Oh my God. Well, because I think his father lives out in the Hamptons.
I love that. I love decorating the house and getting furniture, but sometimes it could be overwhelming to design a space. And so luckily I'm here to tell you about a company called Cozy. Now Cozy is fantastic, a North American company that thoughtfully designs furniture made for modern living. Now, Cozy strives to provide the best furniture shopping experience with elegant, super high quality products, plus fast delivery and easy assembly, which is really important to me because I do not like putting together furniture. So the easier, the better for me. Now, Cozy offers beautiful, customizable sofas and sectionals that are made to adapt in time. This means customers can add seats to the sofas over time. Maybe if you're extending your family, you might want more space on the couch. Cozy also offers a great range of coffee tables, washable rugs, wall shelving, credenzas, TV stands, and accessories. So much. It's thoughtfully designed furniture made for modern living. There's an outdoor sofa and tables collection that is fantastic. It's called the Mistral. So you can choose the perfect sofa configuration for your outdoor setup. Cozy also opened its first retail space on Queen Street in Toronto to push the experience to the next level and allow customers to engage physically with the products. So transform your living space today with Cozy. Visit cozy.com, spelled C-O-Z-E-Y, to start customizing your furniture today. Again, that's Cozy, C-O-Z-E-Y.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Luann, thank you so much for taking the time. Always such a pleasure to talk to you. Everyone who's listening right now can go to your website, get tickets to the cabaret, go to the yoga retreat. Anything else you want to plug before I let you go?
No, that's it. And, you know, I do want to say that I had a little lack of production of Fosé, but I will be back strongly in the spring. We're reformulating and repackaging. So I just want to let my fans know that Fosé is on the way. So don't fret, people. Fosé will be back.
Fosé is coming.
Exactly. And everybody can check out countessluann.com for all that info.
What a pleasure. Thank you so much. As always, Luann, thank you. Thank you,
darling. Bye-bye. Good to see you.